How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torsa calling strikes courtesy of Undrafted Sports, as well as Sports Fluent. So there's something I got to say, and I got evidence, I got stories, and I'll just say this. I started growing up in Danbury, Connecticut, and I have my cousin who, me and him are a month and a couple of days apart. I don't know when, but he was diagnosed with leukemia probably around, I know before 4 years old. And one of the things that happened is, I actually got the photo of this now. He's been through so much, and, you know, he has a bionic half leg right now because of a motorcycle accident. But sure enough, that's me right on the far left side, and the man in the black shirt right there. That is Dominic Russo, his fiance, a grandmother, a lot of family members going on. So what happened was Derek Jeter, from what we were all told, visited Dominic in the hospital. And yeah, Dominic's alive and well. He's on his path of getting married. And that is how I became a Yankee fan. Dominic, Anthony, he's 2 years younger than us. You know, we watch baseball games. We remember Michael Kay being our childhood. Paul O'Neill too, but not as a player, but as an anchor. I mean, this is just the crazy stuff that makes sports. This is what happens. That childhood stuff. Now, it just kind of goes like this for the most part, right? There's certain games where you have to get in at a certain age. Otherwise, as an adult, it's just so hard. Now, with football and boxing, it's a lot easier. But for baseball, it's easier as a kid. I'll just say that much. But what it makes me very sad is I just remember every single time it was just seemingly be a World Series or bust mentality. And my father told me, he goes, listen, I didn't really grow up a baseball fan like you did. But the Yankee teams that were around when I was growing up, and my father was born in 1969, he goes, they weren't rememberable up until a couple years before you were born. He goes, really until Donnie Baseball and Thurman Munson came around, that's when things started to really turn around. And mind you, there's a couple of guys here and then. You have Gator, as I said, Munson before. You got Scooter calling the games, but I mean, everything is just so different. And that, well, I mean, you could tell by the sweatshirt, the hat, you know, I could say that I'm a Yankee fan and I don't want to convert. As much as the fans are some of the worst. Now, mind you, right, I could say this is the Yankee fans. Now, there's a couple different ways of putting this, and I've made articles about it. There's the Empire teams, the Metro teams, and then there's the Third New Yorker, which basically jumps on a bandwagon. Empire being Yankee, Nick, Ranger, and Giant, and Metro being Met, Net, Jet, Islander. Buffalo is kind of like a wild card in there. Just for the Buffalo Bills, that is. But, you know, if you've noticed this year, this is 2021. At the beginning of the 2020-2021 season, the Knicks fans had no expectations. And sure enough, come April 21st, no expectations going into the year, they're happy. They're happy. And if the Knicks find themselves in a playoff berth and maybe, like, let's say the 5 seed, they'll think that Tom Thibodeau could freaking walk on water. But you see, expectations. Last year, nobody didn't even want to watch him on TV. And now the Yankee fans, this is the part that pisses me off, and I'm not going to go by this. I'll give you a good example right here. If we go by the April 20th game, okay? And I watched a good amount of it. I wasn't able to catch the early part of it, but I'm happy that I was able to get a good amount of the game. So the thing is that happens is every single guy is going to earn his appearance, or every time he goes up to the plate, he earns it if he gets on base. I'll give you a good example. Giancarlo Stanton earned a walk and walked intentionally. You get paid to get on base. He strikes out every time, he gets booed. Why? Because of his contract? How about Gleyber Torres going 0-for-4, 5 men left on base? He's swinging at everything, and even in the dirt like Javi Baez right now. batting 182. Now, mind you, I love Gleyber Torres. No relation, by the way. I love Gleyber, but he still got to work on stuff. You know what I mean? Gio Urshela was the best hitter last night. That side, you could argue DJ LeMahieu. But come on, people. We're going to start booing our players? We're going to say that this all sucks, everything sucks, our starting rotation sucks. Jameson Taillon, off two Tommy John surgeries, also beat cancer, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run earned, 5 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's horrible. It's horrendous. Yeah, I'm concerned about durability, but that's awful. Regardless of the situation that Chad Green got in last night, guess what? Justin Wilson saved his bacon, mind you. But the bullpen didn't give up 1 run last night. That's 4 innings of bullpen, no runs. Let's see, Chad Green, 0.87 ERA. Justin Wilson, 2.08. Loaisiga seems to be a breakout player so far, 1.64. Aroldis Chapman with a second save. Nothing given up yet, but I mean, you know, a lot of rest, not a lot of pitching. And that's so far. Now, listen, do I agree that every single guy needs to pick it up? Yes. I damn well know that Aaron Hicks is not going to be getting it together from both sides of the plate until about May. I want Tauchman to get at bats. Yes. Do I think that Gary is hot and cold? Yes. Do I think that first base is an issue? Gleyber Torres is an issue at the moment? Yes. Am I booing Judge because he's not batting 275? No, I'm not. Seriously, some of you people should hear yourselves. Like, record what you say or have somebody else record what you say and go to it. It's like, and now, standing in net 6'7". All rise for Aaron Judge. Go home, 99! You're a bum! Come on! Really? Listen, do I think that he's frustrated with himself? Yes. Am I kind of disappointed in it? Yeah. But I'm not going to boo my own guys. Come on, damn it. You sound like people from Philadelphia before the Eagles won the Super Bowl. You people are booing more than you're cheering, and that sucks. A lot of you damn people are terrible. That sucks. The fact that you don't know things like pitch count. The fact that you're saying, oh, I could put in there. Well, for someone who's, 5'10", about 300 pounds, I'm not saying names, but the fact that you say that you could throw 90 plus miles an hour on the mound, get over yourself. Get over yourself. The Yankees don't suck. You suck. Anyone get in the picture? Anyone understand why I'm pissed off? The fact that before the Astros got caught cheating, that the Yankees were most hated fandom in sports. Why? It's not because of Gerrit Cole joining in. It's not because of the contracts or the free agent sign-ins or the guys that went through his system. Yeah, you could say that Judge is overrated because he's been inconsistent. That's fine. They're not hating DJ LeMahieu because he won a batting title, even though it was, I will say it's a Mickey Mouse year. But guess what? Won a batting title in Colorado. You want to call that Mickey Mouse because it's Colorado? Sure, go ahead if you want to. The reason why they're saying that the Yankees suck is because the fans treat the art fans like garbage. And if you want to compare sports and go territories, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, anywhere else, you sound like Patriot fans that say that everybody sucks if they're not a Patriot, that everyone is garbage. The fact that you're by so many good colleges and you sound so uneducated, it seems like you lived in a barn your entire life. And seriously, now listen, I'm guilty of having a filthy mouth on or off the microphone. But some of you guys talk to these other fans that come in like truck drivers. And yes, some of the Red Sox fans are absolutely god-awful. I've been there. TD Garden, it's better in my opinion, as far as the experiences I've had. I get it. But the fact that we are a top 3 hate team in baseball, and simply because of the fans, That's something you all can change. Drop the standards. Quit bitching and moaning about everything. And for crying out loud, even though I am fed up with Hal Steinbrenner to a point, mind you. Not saying he needs to be like his dad, the boss, okay? But yes, there's certain things where I'm fed up about Hal Steinbrenner. Brian Cashman is a Hall of Fame general manager. Yes, there's certain things that I'm angry about, but everything that I'm seeing halfway through my Yankee timeline, top to bottom, it sounds like Met fans calling WFAN to all these people on the radio, all these hosts, saying that I am a struggling Met fan, and no matter what happens tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, I'm never, ever going to be satisfied. You see, the Mets have had pain. They've had ownership issues. They've had political issues. They've just had poor, bad luck. And we're the Yankees. Oh, we're going to brag about 27 rings again. Newsflash. Babe Ruth is gone. That other best pitcher, best hitter. Well, right now, that guy's name is Shohei Ohtani. Mickey Mantle's no longer with us. Derek Jeter owns the Marlins, and he's the face of that ownership of the franchise. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying here? CeCe's no longer on the team. Now he's got ties, of course. But you know what I mean? Mo's got church in his house. You see what I mean? Enough of this 27 rings. Listen, I'm on this chase for 28, but how come people can't be optimistic and it's just expected? Supposed to win every single game, 162 games. You know what? This year I won a hard wins because we did it. Okay. But we're not forgetting the ups and downs. Does anyone remember the month of baseball where it seemed like Giancarlo Stanton and Andujar are the only spark plugs in that offense for about a month's time? Now, listen, you want to go by, I want this player in. I don't like this contract. We can debate this and we can discuss. But instead of that, we use slander. And I give some of these people the benefit of the doubt. So if someone says Yankees suck, I'm going to be like, hey, man, grab yourself a bottle of water. Grab yourself a chair, a microphone. Grab me a call. Let's talk about it. Just like, we suck. They suck. This coffee sucks. And for what? I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to say, you know what? Let's see if you can make a point. But no, you screwed it up. You screwed up just like how a chain pizza place ruins pizza. Honestly. Pizza that should be in the garbage pizza. You just ruin it for yourself. So you got to kick your own ass, or are you going to explain yourself? Or are you going to act stupid? Take out the sports world. And you're probably smarter than how you act. Now, I'm not sure if you're swigging back brewskis. I'm not sure if you're just angry. I'm not sure if you're trying to compare this team to Murderers Row or the M&M Bros or the 90s Dynasties. I don't know what the hell you're comparing to. But one thing I do know is that you sound absolutely friggin' stupid. And if stupid is not the word, maybe uneducated. Or maybe just blurting out things and ranting without evidence. Now, if you wanted to say, listen, right now I want to get a different hitting coach just to see how it is, instead of, you know what, Thames sucks. You see what it comes off like? I'm not saying you got to act like you're in a corporate office, but at least make sense. Now, I don't care if you're a diehard, you're a bandwagoner, or you're the third New Yorker. But every time when I hear some guy in a Yankee hat and a jersey, t-shirt, whatever the case may be, you got a Yankee piece of apparel on and you say, the Yankees suck. Look around you. You suck because you'll never be satisfied. And I've met a lot of you. It doesn't go by age. It doesn't go by nationality. It doesn't matter what part of town you're from, what borough. Hell, there's some of them that are actually right on the border of Massachusetts. A lot of you are just not satisfied. And if you want to sit there and be miserable and not enjoy the game, well, I got news for you. There's another option. There's soap operas. Call a female figure up, your mother, a friend, a coworker, something. Watch Grey's Anatomy together. Watch Oprah. Might be better for you. Something to complain and cry about. Gonna need tissues pretty soon, buddy. I'm tired of the clown show. I really am. And there's a lot of the fandom that will agree with me. And there are some that are going to say you have no idea what you're talking about. But at least I use words. Right now, the Yankee team, as the game's going on, is 6-10. I'm going to go with, right now, we're not hitting consistently. Some of the starting pitching has been a little concerning, but I'm happy with it. Bullpen's good. But some of the guys got to get going. Instead of somebody going, we suck. Okay, what does that mean? We suck. Could you explain to me what's going on? It's just that we suck. Yeah, way to go on for your bootleg version of Family Guy demo for voice acting. Congratulations. You want a cupcake? A cookie, maybe? How about a facepalm? Because that's ridiculous. Use your words. I'm actually very surprised that I did not lose this chair, stand up, lean over this microphone, and start yelling. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like a fool right now, even though I'm making a point. But this was a long time coming. And I really, truly, I need to get this off my chest. And I think I want to do this for about a week and a half now. Thank you, Maddie Case. Thank you, McConnell. Thank you, Tony. Thank you to everybody at Undrafted Sports and Sports Fluent, because this, you guys made this happen. You're the reason why I'm in front of this camera, in front of this microphone right now. You guys are the best. And for those who have been through about 18 minutes now, listen to me ramble. And some of you may have laughed, some of you may have not, but thank you. And this was fun. And you know, I love bringing clarity. So with everybody, please, after this one, tell your family and friends that you love them. Please be optimistic. Please don't boo without reason. Love yous. This is AJ Torres from Undrafted Sports. And take it easy.